You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
While you are offline, folks have ideas about where you can put your 280 characters. By Graham McMillan. This week in Your Faves Are Problematic News, Louis C.K. and Mad Men creator Matthew Weiner, your time has come. But in other news, Eminem has a new song with Beyoncé, which is giving the internet something else to talk about. Is there anything else that had everyone talking last week? Why, we're glad you asked. Trump's merger mission. What happened? Just how badly does the president hate CNN? Enough to potentially step over the line and interfere with its business dealings. Let's find out. What really happened? AT&T has been in talks to buy CNN parent company Time Warner for a long time now. Wired even came out against it more than a year ago. But this week, seemingly out of nowhere, the efforts hit a major unexpected snag. In a tweet from the Financial Times, the U.S. is telling AT&T it must sell CNN before regulators will approve its deal with Time Warner. Then Matthew Garahan tweeted, "People close to AT&T's negotiations with the DOJ on the Time Warner have been dumbstruck by the demands to sell CNN to ensure clearance." Followed by Stephen Shepard, "The only reason you would divest CNN would be to kowtow to the president because he doesn't like the coverage," one source said. "It would send a chilling message to every news organization in the country." Oliver Willis added, "Imagine if the Obama DOJ told Rupert Murdoch he had to sell Fox News to get a merger through. Shady AF." And Helen Thomas, "Eh? I'd love to see the antitrust analysis behind that one." Media immediately started jumping on the news because the media really loves talking about itself. Meanwhile, others began to delve into Trump's possible involvement. According to CIMAR, in order to get back at CNN, Trump's DOJ is trying to force AT&T and Time Warner to sell CNN. This is an attack on the freedom of the press and an abuse of power. Added Adam B. Baer, "The Trump attempt to media attack to have CNN removed from AT&T and Time Warner is not only unconstitutional, but disgusting. The United States is not North Korea." David Frum. Here's New York Times reporting in July on Trump plans to use AT&T merger for reprisal versus CNN. And Matthew Iglesias. "It seems like Trump's various off-the-cuff statements about AT&T, Time Warner, CNN could be used against the government in court." Renato Mariotti. "We should oppose any effort by the Trump administration to take action against CNN. Our free press is more important than ever." But is there an alternate take on this story to make it look as if it's being done to hurt the president? As a matter of fact, Jerome Corsi, huge story. DOJ insiders hostile to Trump plan Soros acquisition of CNN to prevent AT&T closing CNN down. Never forget how magical the internet can be for those looking for almost anything, really. The takeaway? Of course, maybe there are legitimate reasons for the Department of Justice to be concerned about the Time Warner deal. According to Richard W. Painter, DOJ needs to investigate Time Warner complicitly in the Bowling Green massacre and the microwave oven spy scandal. Well, not those reasons, obviously. So, about the Roy Moore story. What happened? Remember when electability and morality were actual things people cared about? The U.S. Senate race in Alabama might convince you that is no longer the case. What really happened? In order to get you up to speed as quickly as possible, let's just start with this tweet from Thursday. Adam Sewer. Breitbart says there's a report coming about Ten Commandments judge, GOP Senate candidate Roy Moore, that says he likes to date teenage girls. That didn't sound good on at least a couple of levels. And when the Washington Post story finally dropped the story about the allegations against Roy Moore, it was a big deal. Beth Reinhardt, she's on the record along with three other women who say Roy Moore pursued them when they were teenagers and he was in his 30s. Mark Berman, asked about allegations that he initiated a sexual encounter with a 14-year-old and pursued three other teens, Roy Moore called it a political attack. Greg Sargent, woman claims Roy Moore initiated a sexual encounter with her when she was 14. He was 32. Note this. The woman who claims Roy Moore initiated a sexual encounter with her when she was 14 has voted Republican in the past, including for Trump. How bad could it be? Well, it depended on your political allegiance and your location. It seems, as one reporter found out when he called Alabama Republican figures to talk about the allegations. Daniel Dale. It was 40 years ago, Alabama Marion County GOP Chair David Hall tells me. I really don't see the relevance of it. He was 32. She was supposedly 14. She's not saying that anything happened other than they kissed. Daniel Dale. The story said she said he tried to get her to touch his genitals. Well, she said he may have tried to, but we're talking something that somebody said happened 40 years ago. It wouldn't affect whether or not I'd vote for him. The other woman that they're using to corroborate? Number one, one was 19, one was 17, one was 16. There's nothing wrong with a 30-year-old single male asking a 19-year-old, a 17-year-old, or a 16-year-old out on a date. After a long pause, Alabama, Bibb County Republican Chairman Jerry Powell tells me he'd vote for Roy Moore even if Moore did commit a sex crime against a girl. I really can't comment until I have a chance to digest it, says Tallapoosa County GOP Chairwoman Denise Bates. Nothing to say, says Marengo County Chairman Robert Duke. Alabama Mobile County GOP Chairman John Skipper. It does not really surprise me. I think it is a typical Democrat ploy to discredit Judge Moore, a sincere, honest, trustworthy individual. These allegations that surface today, to my knowledge, they're all bunk. No credibility whatsoever, Mobile County Republican Chairman John Skipper tells me. If these allegations against Moore were true, Mitch McConnell's anti-Moore allies would have obviously found them and released them during the primary, Mobile County Republican Chairman John Skipper tells me. If they said she was a Hillary supporter, then she'd be more dismissed by the local voters here in the state of Alabama. You'd have to paint her as a Trump supporter to be of any credibility, Covington County GOP Chairman William Blocker says. Yeah. Covington County GOP Chairman William Blocker tells me he'd consider voting Moore even if hard proof of sexual abuse emerged. There is no option to support Doug Jones, the Democratic nominee. When you do that, you are supporting the entire Democratic Party. Tally for my calls to Alabama GOP county chairs. 4 vehemently pro-Moore. 3 no comment, haven't read the story yet. 15 I couldn't reach. 0 criticism of Moore. It wasn't just Republican officials in Alabama who were dismissive of this story. Some folks on Twitter were as well. Defeat the Left tweeted, "All the idiots calling for Roy Moore to step down, get a life." To the accusers, "You wait 38 years to claim rape. Now that's very credible." Stacey Washington, "Democrats are trying to Herman Cain Roy Moore because they don't want him in the Senate." Ari, 100 Russian bot, "John McCain, it's time for you to resign. The American people will not stop until we drain nasty swamp creatures just like you. Roy Moore's story is rhino hit job." Callie Covefi, "So now the scum is going after Roy Moore. Where were these women long ago? Just another left-wing defamation job?" Colin Rugg. When you want to fight the swamp, but then they create a fake accusation to ruin your career and Dems are dumb enough to believe it. We're with you, Roy Moore. That kind of response has not gone unnoticed, especially after the White House offered a less full-throated defense. Meanwhile, elsewhere on Twitter, opinions were the same. Jared Yates Sexton. Breitbart is saying Roy Moore only kissed and was romantic with an underage girl, and arguing it's okay. And, my God, I hope we've hit rock bottom, but am certain we haven't. Aaron Blake. Roy Moore's statement. If any of these allegations were true, they would have been made public long before now. Yes, because what the last few months have shown is that nobody buries these things for years or decades at a time. Tommy Vietter. When Steve Bannon and Breitbart News heard Roy Moore had sexual relations with a 14-year-old, their instinct was to defend him and attack her. Truly evil people. Judd Legum. The Washington Post story had 30 sources. The folks saying, if it's true, apparently aren't convinced yet. They should explain what, exactly, would convince them. Slade. Roy Moore believes any homosexual act, an evil equal to bestiality, should be illegal. He thinks queer people can't be parents. He thinks marriage equality is worse than Dred Scott. He believes in no rights for trans folks. That it took this news for anyone to care is insane. Man, 2017 sure is a year and a half, huh? The takeaway. Still, it's not like it could get any more intense, right? Erica Werner. Roy Moore is out with a fundraising appeal that seems to relate to the WAPO story. Oh, that's right, 2017. Twitter. Now with twice the characters. What happened? It finally arrived. Twitter now lets everyone say twice as much. What really happened? It's something that everyone literally knew was coming. Really. It had been expected since September. But Twitter officially rolled out its new 280-character limit wide last week, unleashing all manner of coverage from a media obsessed with the illusion of change. But how did the new character limit go over on Twitter itself? Jason Isbell. 280 characters is a lot of rope, my friends. A lot of rope indeed. Well, yes. CC. I now have been blessed with 280 characters, and you would be wrong if you didn't think I was going to use every single 280 of them to express my undying and everlasting love for the finest, most talented, most beautiful future Oscar Award winner, Bill Skarsgård. Shan Murphy. I could just use the new 280 characters to express my love for Garfield. What a funny, kind, iconic character, shaping American newspaper strips and influencing millions. A marketing success. A riveting expression of Midwestern America. He loves lasagna, just like me. Moon emoji? 140 characters? Hey, who are you? 280 characters. I'm you, but longer. Thomas Anders. Why was I given 280 characters? This is too much responsibility. Someone deserves this more than me. I hardly have 140 characters worth of wisdom. Someone could be saying something super profound by now. All I got at the moment is Mars's population consists entirely of robots. Little big doinks. 280 characters, but it only takes 12 to tweet men are trash. Christine Teigen. I will never use 280 characters, nor will I favorite or retweet a tweet with them. This is my fight song. Arianna Huffington. Now parents can tell their children, in our day, we didn't have 280 characters to loll around in. We had to make do with 140. Giselle Marie. Found out today that my brain can't read 280 characters. Faisal Hamsin. 140 or 280 characters. If you're trash, you're trash. Mark Bernardin. Don't go waving those 280 characters around like you know what to do with them. But the final word on the Switch, according to many who quoted this for truth, or at least entertainment value, was apparently this. Isaiah Whitlock. 280 characters? Sheet. The takeaway? Thankfully, someone was willing to speak truth to power. M.F. Chaser. Twitter went from 140 characters to 280 when all we really needed was like 150 to fit some extra periods and apostrophes here and there. We also didn't need 50 character display names. But that also happened last week. A verified debacle. What happened? Apparently, being a white supremacist is newsworthy in and of itself. What really happened? Doubling the amount of characters per tweet wasn't the only hot water Twitter managed to get itself in last week, as it turned out. You know that whole verification checkmark thing that's been a thorn in the company's side since it started being rolled out last year? Well, Eric Hananoki, white supremacist and Charlottesville Unite the Right rally organizer Jason Kessler got Twitter verified and still has Daily Caller reference in his bio. Mr. Reynolds, Twitter limited my account before because they said that I offended the Twitter community, but today Twitter gave verified status to racist fanatic Jason Kessler, who said Heather Heyer was a fat, disgusting communist, and that her death was payback time. Twitter, shame. Jules, Twitter, we've been working intensely. Increases character limit to 280. To take a more aggressive stance in our rules. Verifies domestic terrorist Jason Kessler. Hate symbols, violent groups, and tweets that glorifies violence. Begs Russia to invest millions in ads. Monique Judge. Twitter just verified the account of the man who organized the Tiki Torch white supremacist rally in Charlottesville, Virginia, that ended with the death of Heather Heyer. Twitter basically enables white supremacy and white nationalist ideology. Twitter's full of shit. As the backlash got in full swing, Twitter attempted to use those 280 characters to dig itself out of the hole that was rapidly forming, somewhat unsuccessfully. Twitter support? Verification was meant to authenticate identity and voice, but it is interpreted as an endorsement or an indicator of importance. We recognize that we have created this confusion and need to resolve it. We have paused all general verifications while we work and will report back soon. Ladies Jacket Club, you verified Richard Spencer. Twitter boss Jack Dorsey got personally involved. Jack, we should have communicated faster on this. Our agents have been following our verification policy correctly, but we realized some time ago the system is broken and needs to be reconsidered, and we failed by not doing anything about it. Working now to fix faster. But did that help? Let's go with no. Chris DiJabe. Verification is absolutely an indicator of importance, considering most people cannot get verified. I tried a year ago and was told by Twitter that I was not influential enough for verification. So stop with the identity authentication line, please. Christmas Sloth. Heather Heyer was killed by a domestic terrorist for protesting the gathering organized by the man you just verified. You're verifying and endorsing who belong to the same ideology, the same cause, as terrorists. Red Durkin. It was honestly embarrassing to have been turned down for verification. It was honestly embarrassing to have been turned down for verification despite 10-plus years in entertainment and activism, and a follower count higher than many verified users. But then you started giving it to literal Nazis. So I'm actually good. Keep it. Jonathan L. Howard. Everything wrong with Twitter in two short sentences. Richard Spencer gets verified. Ellen Datlow doesn't. The upshot of all this? Well, at least everyone knows that verification is trash. It's a start. A start of what? We can't quite tell, but it's definitely starting something. The takeaway? In this of all weeks, Twitter's position has not been the best look. Jared Rosen, daughter of the cosmos. New media, hey, sorry for all those sex offenders. Old media, hey, sorry for all the sex offenders. Politics. Hey, sorry for all the Nazis and also sex offenders. Twitter? Whispering. Verified. Don't bore us. Get to the chorus. What happened? Perhaps it's time for a musical interlude. Just don't listen to the lyrics, whatever you do. What really happened? Look, it's been a long, exhausting week. Let's end with something stupid. Or at least something that's not as smart as it thinks it is. Do Re. Female by Keith Urban. That is all. Yeah, that's the ticket. I mean, it's not clear at all from that tweet what is actually being said or whether it's an endorsement or something else, but still, it's definitely a ticket. Maybe someone would like to explain, perhaps. Taste of Country. Keith Urban is not afraid to take on one of the hottest topics in society right now in his new song, Female. Oh, okay. That's a little bit more of an explanation. But what is the hot topic in question? Not the store, surely. JustJared.com. Keith Urban released a song titled Female, inspired by Harvey Weinstein's allegations of sexual misconduct. Oh, actually, let's save the O's until after you've listened to the song for yourself, because it's certainly something. Hey, Twitter, why don't you tell us what you think? Hilary Busis? Keith Urban's female empowerment song is just him mansplaining bitch by Meredith Brooks. Gina Cadleck? I'm taking one for the team and listening to Keith Urban's new song, Female, so you don't have to, and y'all, it hurts. Max Tanney? The lyrics of Keith Urban's new song, Female, which he wrote because of Harvey Weinstein, are really something else. Jillian Sederholm? Keith Urban is referencing Beyonce and the Like a Girl campaign to mansplain girl power to us with his song. Also, as we've explained numerous times, we prefer woman to female. Diablo, why did that Keith Urban female song just come on this country station? LMAO, why, Lord, why? Audrey Boschler, live reaction to Female by Keith Urban. Jenny Champion, I'd feel better about the song Female by Keith Urban if it wasn't written by the person who wrote God Made Girls. Somebody's got to wear a pretty skirt. Somebody's got to be the one to flirt. Come on. Melissa McEwen, dear Keith Urban, no. Sincerely, Liz. One thing's for sure, however. No matter how good or bad the song is, it's bad. This is certainly the most mainstream attention for a Keith Urban song in forever. Please don't take this as a foolproof method to return to relevance, faded music stars of yore. The takeaway? For those who were already preparing to ask, but when do the men get their song? Don't worry, you're already covered. Outside of, like, the rest of the history of popular music, Jessica Ellis. I have prepared a useful way to gender-swap Keith Urban's female lyrics, should you desire.